Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans. Don't forget to vote for us for the best podcast in culture and arts. Go to otrwesterns.com/award. Again, otrwesterns.com/award. And click the little radio button down in culture and arts next to Old Time Radio Westerns. And thanks for voting. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is December 26, 1952. I do believe this is a Christmas episode. And the title is The Ruins of Black Canyon. Couldn't tell by the name. Hope you enjoy. And again, thanks for being a member.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of The Ruins of Black Canyon. Well, Wranglers, I sure hope you all had a merry, merry Christmas yesterday. And I hope that each and every one of you got just what you wanted. Seems like everybody's always a little more cheerful around Christmas time than at any other time of the year. Yes, sir, it's a real happy family time. Why, even my bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies seemed to snap, crackle, pop, just a little louder and more cheerful yesterday than usual. But then, Kellogg's Rice Krispies are nice to listen to any time. Have a bowl tomorrow morning and see for yourself. In the days when Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles roamed the Old West, many of the famous places we know today hadn't been discovered. The two famous lawmen found an unknown wonder and also found great danger in the ruins of Black Canyon.
Bill, there's what I've been waiting for, a pretty little stream. Now I can get a cool drink.
You won't get it here, Jing.
Won't I? Now, you just watch me. Whoop, whoo,
Buckshot.
Oh, boy, am I thirsty. And warm.
Yeah, so am I.
Well, then hurry up.
Don't hurry too fast, Jingle.
Oh, why not? I'm getting warmer every minute.
You better try sticking your finger in that water first.
What for?
Just try it and see.
Well, all right. Ow, ooh, 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 it's hot.
That's what I've been trying to tell you, partner. That water comes from the hot springs in Black Canyon.
It's hot enough to boil an egg.
Or boil you if you happen to fall into it. Now come on back and get a drink from your canteen.
All right. It'll be warm, but it won't be as hot as that darn stream.
When it gets real cold in the wintertime, the Indians come and camp along this stream.
Hey, that's a good idea. They can have steam heat in their teepees.
That's right. Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter, Bill?
Look there in the sand.
Where? Oh, yeah, writing.
Somebody wrote the word help with a stick.
Yeah, and there's an arrow pointing up the canyon. Probably some of them Indians that camped here last winter, huh?
That wasn't done last winter. It rained here yesterday, and those letters were made since the rain.
Well, that's right, but why would somebody write the word help and then go on up the canyon?
Maybe somebody made him go up the canyon. Get the horses. Let's go.
Oh, now, Bill, this ain't none of our business.
If somebody's in trouble, it's our business. Come on, Buckshot.
All right. Move, Joker. Bill smells trouble again.
Hey, look, Jingles. There's a trail going up the canyon.
Sure. You said yourself that steam-heated Indians live here during the winter.
This may be an Indian trail, but a lot of horseshoes have kicked up this dirt, and most Indian ponies aren't shod.
Well, before we get very far, you'll have this all figured out just reading the signs.
We won't have signs very long. The trail's getting rocky.
Yeah, and steep. All right. Get your back into it, Joker. Hi-hi.
Thank you. There's a broken twig, Jingles. Whoever wants us to follow him is sure leaving a trail.
Yeah, you see that little rock sitting on a big rock back there?
Yeah, I saw it. Means this is the way.
Well, what other way could there be? Trail's getting so narrow and the cliffs are getting so high that pretty soon we won't even be able to turn around.
Sure, steep canyon. Straight up and down.
Yeah, only way out is the way we came in.
Looks like trouble ahead, Jingles.
Where? What's the matter?
There's a big pool of water that fills the whole bottom of the canyon. How do we get across?
Oh, it probably ain't very deep. We'll wade the horses across.
You forgotten how hot that water is? Whoa, but John.
Whoa, Joker. Gee, that's right. Looks even hotter here. Bill?
Yes, Jingle?
Those galoots up ahead of us must have crossed this pool.
Looks that way, all right. The tracks go right into the water. I'll bet our horses won't wade through here.
Now, wait a minute. Buckshot and Joker can do anything that any other horse can. Show him, Joker. Wade right in. Come on, up, boy.
He doesn't like the idea.
Come on, Joker. Go ahead. Move in. Whoa. Now, don't you throw me on these rocks. Whoa, darn ya. Whoa.
Joker figures if somebody has to wade in, it might as well be you, Jingle.
Oh, I ain't going in there. I got a lot of beef on me, and I don't want it boiled. What do we do now, Bill?
I don't know. There's a part of the pool that's shallow, but the rest is so deep I can't even see the bottom.
Yeah, look at it bubble down there, Bill.
That steam's coming up through the water.
Yeah, but it's bubbling more.
Hey, wait a minute, Jingles. Get the horses back.
What's the matter, Bill?
Hurry it up. Get back. Move, but
get back, Joker. Bill, look.
Run for it, Jingles.
The whole canyon's going up. Bill!
You know, Wranglers, it's getting so I can hardly wait till we see Slim and have him tell us about a new Western word. He sure knows some dandy, doesn't he? Hey, let's listen to what he's got in store for us today.
Charlie, today I've got a two-word combination for you. It's parlor gun, which is a slang expression that the cowpokes use to describe a derringer or any other small gun. You see, most of them don't have any use for a man who doesn't use a real He-Man-sized gun.
I guess you cowpokes like to do everything up big.
Yeah, you bet your boots, Charlie. That goes for our breakfast, too. Why, when we have our Kellogg's Rice Krispies, we have them in big, big bowls. And it seems like the fellas just can't get enough of them, though, because even with the big, big bowls, they are always coming back for second helpings.
Well, Slim, that's a cereal almost everybody enjoys seconds on. Fresh, crisp, and with that unbeatable, can't-be-copied flavor, Kellogg's Rice Krispies are a breakfast treat that the whole family enjoys. After the show, all you Wranglers check to see that there's a big box of Rice Krispies on your kitchen shelf. Then tomorrow morning, help yourself to the talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Right now, let's sing the Rice Krispies song.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Now you see to it that Mom puts a big package of Rice Krispies on the family shopping list. Trapped by the steep cliffs, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles scramble to safety when the whole canyon seems to explode in a blast of steam and hot water. As Joker jumps, he slips on the wet rocks and off goes Jingles.
I got you, partner. Hang on to me.
Pull me back easy, Bill, and please don't slip.
Take it easy, Jingles. You're all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all right. But I came within one teensy-weensy whisker of getting pitched into that boiling river, and if I had, I'd have come out looking like fried buffalo meat.
Simmer down, partner.
Simmer down nothing. Now, what started all this? Who blew up that dad-burn river?
Nobody. There's a geyser under that pool.
A geyser?
Sure. Ever so often, nature lets go with a blast of steam that comes right up through that pool.
Well, that's where all the hot water must come from.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I've heard about the hot river of Black Canyon before, but I always thought the water came from spring.
Well, I don't suppose many people ever come up here to find out.
Well, we know some people have been up here, and they got across that pool somehow. What do you say we take another look?
Yeah. No, come on, Joker. I can't figure this out, Bill.
There used to be volcanoes in these mountains, Jingles. There's plenty of heat still underground. You'll find geysers in lots of these canyons.
Oh, I know about the geysers. I mean, how'd those riders up ahead of us get across?
They went through that pool somehow.
Yeah, but how? Hey, Bill, look.
Look, Buckshot and Joker are taking a drink right out of that hot pool.
Wait a minute. It jingles. The water's cold.
Well, I'll be darned.
When the geyser blows the hot water out, the pool fills up with cold water from the springs up above.
Yeah, but it was boiling hot just a few minutes ago.
I know, and it'll be hot again in a few minutes. Let's get across while we can. That's the secret of Black Canyon Trail, by golly.
Yeah, probably most people who've come up here never got past this pool.
Probably never got here at the right time. Up, Buckshot. Come on, boy.
Well, go on, Joker. Get your feet wet.
I don't know when we'll be able to come back through here.
Well, that's easy. Next time the geyser goes off.
That might be sometime tomorrow, for all we know. Meantime, we're trapped in the canyon.
Hey, that's right, Bill.
Up the bank, Buckshot. Come on, boy.
Bill, suppose whoever we're chasing up this canyon gets too tough for us and we have to come back down in a hurry.
That'll be just too bad, partner. We're locked in here just as sure as if somebody slammed a door behind us.
Oh, now how do I get into these things?
There's an arrow on the rocks over there. We've still got a trail to follow. Up, Buckshot.
Go on, Joker. That arrow's pointing straight to trouble, and that's for sure. Bill, the canyon walls are spreading out.
Yeah. Looks like a pretty big valley around that next turn.
No sign of trouble yet.
No, but watch out for it any time.
Hey, look at that.
Whoa,
Bill.
Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker. Look at that valley with cliffs all around it.
Look over there on the far side.
A great big stone castle right in the side of the cliff.
Cliff dwelling, Jingles. Built by people who vanished hundreds of years ago.
Oh, who built them, Indians?
Nobody knows. The Indians won't go near them. They call them the houses of the dead.
Well, then maybe we better not go near him. I don't like the sound of that word.
Get your hands up.
Bill.
Reach high.
We've got three guns on you.
I'm reaching. Where are they, Bill?
Right behind us, up on that big rock.
Go down and get their guns, Pete.
Okay, Blackie.
What's the idea? We're with just a couple of visitors. We come to admire the cliff dwellings.
Nobody knows about them cliff dwellings but us.
Well, we do now.
That's too bad for you. Some other people knew about them, too, but they're dead now.
Got the guns, Pete?
Yeah. No.
All right. Start your horses and ride ahead of us across the valley.
Over to the cliff dwellings?
That's right. We got a nice room reserved for you, way up high, with a view of the valley.
Well, that's nice.
And when we take away the ladder, there ain't no way to get down without falling 100 feet and breaking your neck.
Now, wait a minute. I think I'd rather have a room on the ground floor. Billy wasn't fooling. We got a nice room carved right out of the side of the cliff.
That's right. Nice view of the valley, big window, even a door if you want to go out for a walk.
Yeah, but watch out for that first step. It's 100 feet down since they took away the ladders.
What I can't figure is who they are and what they're doing here.
I don't know. Well, they gave us something to eat. Hey, and it was pretty good chow, too.
And they know who we are. They call us both by name.
Well, it seems to me if they were going to kill us, they'd have done it before this.
Maybe they're saving us for later.
Oh, now, don't say things like that, Bill. You make me...
Jingles, hold it.
Oh, what's the matter now?
Listen.
Yeah, I hear it. Look.
Boots coming down from the top of the door.
This is somebody sliding down the cliff from up above.
Come on. Let's grab him, Jingles. Now.
Gotcha.
All right. Shut up, you chowderheads, and let me down easy. I'm at the end of the rope.
Do what he says, Jingles. Hang on to him and lift him in through the door.
There. I just snaked my rope down, too. There. Howdy, gents.
Well, howdy, but who are you and what are you doing crawling down a rope out of the sky? Where'd you come from and are you one of the gang or are you on our side? And if not, why not? And what are you going to do about it?
Easy, Jingles.
Well, I just want to know you.
I'll just take your questions one at a time. Oh. I'm Slim Dalton. Uh-huh. I come from the room right above you.
Well,
this Black Canyon gang has been holding me to try to get my silver mine away from me. And you're Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles, and you're on my side because you followed the trail I left.
Well, he knows this, Bill. Yes,
evidently.
And I saw you both at the Cheyenne Mountain Rodeo.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry I got you into a trap, Bill, but, well, I had to leave some kind of trail or I never would have been found.
This place is kind of hard to get into at that.
Well, we'll forgive you if you'll just tell us one little thing.
And what's that?
How do we get out?
I wish I knew.
We'll see if we can figure out something. What was that you said about a silver mine?
I own one of the richest mines around here, Bill. This gang wants it. They kidnap me, and they'll keep me here until I sign over my rights to the mine. That's plain old ransom money. That's all it is.
Well, maybe you'll have to give them the mine before they get through.
Maybe. Yeah. But the minute I sign that paper, they'll kill me. They don't want nobody to know this hideout of theirs.
You really think they'd do that?
I'm sure of it. Nobody who's still alive knows about this place but the gang. They work out of here on bank robberies, stage holdups, all sorts of low-down business. Nobody can find them once they come up this canyon.
Bill, that means they'll kill us, too.
That's not important, Jingles.
It's important to me, doggone it.
Sure, but the most important thing right now is to figure a way to get out of here.
Yeah.
Slim, where does this gang hang out?
In the rooms at the bottom of the cliff.
Then our guns must be down there. Now, where are the horses?
Over in a corral at the left side of the ruin.
We can probably get to them, all right. Now, one more question. What time does that geyser go off every day?
Well, we came through just about noon.
Well, so did we.
That's it, then. We'll get a good night's sleep, make a break for it the first thing in the morning.
Well, that's fine, Bill, but you forgot just one thing.
Well, what's that, Jingle?
Well, there ain't no way to get down off this cliff without falling 100 feet and breaking your dad-burned neck.
Well, we've learned today that a parlor gun is any small gun like a derringer. Now let's find out what other words Slim's going to tell us about.
Well, sir, here's another one you may have heard before, Charlie. Actually, it's a Spanish word, but you hear it used pretty often around these parts. It's the word mañana, spelled M-A-N-A-N-A, and pronounced mañana. In Spanish, that means tomorrow. Very pretty sounding word, don't you think, Charlie? Mañana?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, I might even start using it myself. I'm always telling all the wranglers to start tomorrow with a big heaping bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. I might just as well be saying start mañana with a big bowl of Rice Krispies. Either way, though, tomorrow or mañana, there just isn't any nicer way to wake up than to the friendly snap, crackle, pop of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Sure makes good listening, and more than that, they don't waste any time in letting you know what a fresh and crisp breakfast you're going to be enjoying. But it's more than just good listening. It's powerful good eating. Eating that the whole family, Mom, Pop, and you kids will enjoy. So make sure you got plenty of Rice Krispies on hand to start tomorrow morning off right. Now, let's sing.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap! Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
I'm counting on all you wranglers to see that your kitchen shelf has plenty of the talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Wild Bill, Jingles, and Slim Dalton, the man they tried to rescue, are trapped in the cliff dwellings of Black Canyon. But Bill seems to have a plan for their escape. Before dawn, he's up from his bedroll and is ready to put his plan into action.
Jingles, Slim, wake up.
Now, who done it? Where is he? I'll get him.
Nobody's done anything yet, partner. Wake up.
Yeah.
Ooh. Morning, everyone. Nice day.
Oh, how can you tell? Ain't even daylight yet.
Come on, get your boots on. We've got work to do.
Bill, have you gone loco? What are you doing?
Tearing up my blanket, Jingles. Light another candle and help me, will you?
Wait, what do you know?
Well, why should I tear up my blankets? They cost me money.
Yeah, I thought about it, Bill, but my one bedroll wouldn't have made it.
How long is that rope of yours, Slim?
30 feet. We might be able to do it at that.
Well, what are you two yammering about anyhow? Has everybody gone silly around here?
Bill's making a rope for us to slide down, Jingles. Now let's get to work and help him.
Well, hand me a blanket, fellas, and let her rip.
We can get down before daylight. Maybe we can surprise that gang and get our guns back.
How many are there?
5, I think. And they'd just as soon gun you down as look at you.
You sure have kept your eyes open, Slim. Let's start tying this rope together, Jingles. See how much we've got of it.
Yeah, well, I tore the strips kind of big because I'm going to have to slide down it, and I want to be sure it's strong.
Now, we'll go down one at a time, Jingles.
Yeah, well, you and Bill can go down one at a time, but all of me has to go down at once.
Well, the rope looks pretty good, Bill. I'll tear a few more strips, and then we'll give her a try.
We'll use your rope at this end and tie it around that stone window. That ought to hold.
If it don't hold, I'll hit the bottom with a crash that'll set off all the volcanoes and geysers in Black Canyon.
Would you rather stay here and get shot for knowing too much about Black Canyon?
No. Now hand me another strip and be sure those knots are tight. Yep, sir. arms are about to bust. The rope's holding me.
Just a little more, Jingles.
That's good. How close am I now?
Almost there. Come on down.
I can't hang on anymore.
You came down pretty fast that last few feet.
Ooh, I had to let go. That cliff was a little higher, I'd have never made it. Where's Slim?
He's got our horses all saddled, and he's over there in the shadows. Let's get our guns before those jaspers wake up.
Where are they?
That little room over there. Quiet now. Right in here.
Dusty here. My nose tickles.
Shh.
Hey, listen to him.
Shh.
Hear the gun belt, Jingles. I'll grab yours.
Jingles, don't sneeze. Who's there? Pete, somebody's in here.
Run for it, Jingles.
Blast him, let him have him. Slim, bring those horses.
Come in, Bill. Get back in there, you varmint.
Here's your gun, Slim.
Thanks.
Come on up, Jingles, let's ride.
A kettle of hot soup.
They haven't caught us yet, Bill, but they will now. We can't tell exactly when that geyser will go off.
Oh, my
God. Oh, what do we do now, Bill?
Well, wait till they catch us, Jingles, and see what kind of a fight we can give them.
5-3 here in this narrow canyon. Well, that could get pretty rough. Hope the steam-heated pool blows up on schedule.
Well, it's almost noon. Should go off any minute now.
Yeah, and here comes those owl hoots. They sure didn't waste any time.
Flatten out, Jingles. We'll have to hold them off so we can get across.
Well, I don't flatten so easily. Especially when there's nothing to hide behind. Dad, burn it, I never get used to being shot at.
Let's stop them.
Well, that pulled them up. They don't like lead any better than I do.
Hey, Bill, pool's starting to bubble. It won't be long now.
Well, it can blow up any time it wants to. I've had about enough of this.
As soon as it goes off, grab our horses and get across.
You bet I will. There she blows!
Hiya, Buckshot.
Jingles doesn't like being shot at, Slim.
You know something? Neither do I.
Well, doggone it, they can get across now, too, and it'd just be a running gunfight all the way down the trail.
I don't think so, Jingles. Once we get across, we'll start throwing lead at them and keep them back from the pool till it gets hot again.
That's right. We can. And then they can't get across until noon tomorrow.
By golly, that's right. They'll be bottled up in their canyon just like they were locked in jail. Go ahead and shoot, you polecats. We'll come back with a posse and haul you off to a steam-heated jail. Every day at noon, we'll shoot off a little geyser just to make you feel at home.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Have a nice weekend, folks, and we'll be with you again on Monday.
You bet we will, with a story about a 3-day chase through clouds of gun smoke, an adventure after a killer who called himself the Stranger.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you remember to ask Mom to get a package of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Yes, sir, kids. As soon as you pour milk or cream over Rice Krispies, they greet you with a friendly snap, crackle, and pop. That's to let you know how fresh and crisp they are.
Sure tastes wonderful, too, don't they, Andy?
Sure as I'm standing here talking, they do.
So long, kid.
See you Monday.
The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Tom Holland, Ralph Moody, Bill Baucom, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, when Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes presents Wild Bill Hickok in The Stranger.
back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.